The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, we look at the 11th verse. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. The title of the devotion is, The Name is Ishmael. He was jealous of his baby brother. Maybe not so unlike other older children who thought the new one was grabbing the center of attention. But the ramifications of this rivalry would be unlike any other. The little brother was the promised one, from whose line would come the Jews and the Savior. He was called Isaac. From the line of the older brother would come, among other people, the Arabs. He was called Ishmael. Both were named by God. Both names were meaningful. When the birth of Isaac was promised, Abraham laughed in joy. His wife Sarah laughed as a skeptic. Isaac means laughter. Ishmael's name was born out of misery. His mother was a slave girl in his father's household. His birth came about when Abraham and Sarah came up with their own way for Abraham to have a child in his old age. It was not God's way, and misery followed. When the slave Hagar became pregnant, she began to gloat over the fact and started to despise Sarah. Sarah retaliated by mistreating her, so she ran away. An angel of the Lord found Hagar in the desert and ordered her to return. Then the angel gave a promise. I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. We see the evidence that this promise has been kept as we look at the Arab population. But there was more about Ishmael. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers. This too has come to pass. Hagar was an Egyptian. She was a slave. She was insolent. She had willingly taken part in a scheme that led to adultery. She was finally thrown out of the household with her teenage son. But she was not rejected by the Lord God. Salvation might come through the line of Isaac, thus of the Jews. But the offer of God's kindness and mercy was for all people. He knew of her pain. He knew of her misery. He heard her cry for help. That's why she was told to name her child Ishmael. It means God hears. God hears. That's something to remember when everything seems to be against us. When our heart cries out in misery, God hears. He always does, just as he heard Hagar. It's good for us to remember the name Ishmael. We pray, Heavenly Father, you hear. You see us on the days of our misery, even if no one else can or cares. You do not just walk by on the other side of the road, even though we may deserve that. You come to us in your word. You reassure us that we are loved by you. You tell us of your mercy and your promises. You remind us that your plan is to prosper us and not to harm us. You point us to the sacrifice of your Son as proof. We need nothing more. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.